This is the Midday Market Podcast for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Splitt of AgMarket.net for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Quiet trade overall, Mark. We do have corn and wheat trading higher, really led by the KC wheat, the hard red. The corn market's really just been in a sideways trading range for about the past month. And if you look at the lows that we had during the month of March, down at 422, and then the March high at 448, the midpoint of that is 435. We were just there, 10 minutes ago. So corn is the definition of consolidation right now ahead of the report tomorrow. Expectations are for the USDA to trim the old crop balance sheet a little bit, based on, number one, the quarterly stock report that we had, with stocks coming in a little lighter than expected, but also just the pace of our export sales where we're running there versus the USDA's goal for the marketing year. Corn for ethanol is another bright spot, where just the price of corn and the price of natural gas, your two inputs for plants, alongside the price of energies and how those have performed since fall, that should continue to be a bright spot for corn demand. Opposite on beans, the quarterly stock report there was indicative of a little bit more beans available than what we thought at the beginning of the quarter. And at that point, the export sales there have been disappointing. So expectation for USDA to reduce soybeans for export on the balance sheet tomorrow has the trade buying corn and selling beans. We've got some concerns about some wheat crops out there, not only domestically where it's dry in the plains, but also you've got regions of Russia that are either way too dry, or some other areas that they plant about 3.5 million acres of crop are seeing some extreme flooding. So we're seeing some rather drastic deviances from one region to another, but all concerning. So that's got a bit under wheat right now. And again, I said that the hard red is leading it. May contract currently up 14.25, and that is about a nickel off those highs.
What did we learn in the latest consumer price index data, and how it relates to the overall economy and then reflects back onto the ag marketplace?
So CPI data, 3.5% inflation was the second straight monthly increase. That's the first two-month jump since September of 2023. It was also the fourth straight month with CPI coming in above expectations. So this would suggest that the idea of raising interest rates, or I should say of lowering interest rates, is going to be pushed back even further. It seems not very long ago they were talking about potentially lowering rates in June, and prior to this report they were pricing in September. So this just suggests that, you know, inflation is sticky, especially when you think about the things that they aren't necessarily tracking, that is not part of the data, you know, car insurance inflation, transportation, car repairs, hospital services, homeowner inflation, rent inflation, electricity. All of that stuff that is not inside of this data is running hotter than this 3.5% print. So you do have some buying going on in some other commodities today because of that. Not necessarily in the grains. I think the grains are primarily focused today on what's going to come out from the USDA tomorrow. But overall, with inflation running a little hotter than expected, that might provide some support to commodities. Big reaction in the stock market. Equities down 500 in the Dow and about 60 points in the S&P today.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the cattle and hogs?
Hogs, big move today. June contract down about 340. We do some technical analysis. We do that every Wednesday, record videos. And one of the things that we've been tracking in hogs is the upward channel that we're in. So we are still very much in an uptrend, but we were trading at the upper end of the channel at the resistance area. We had a big reversal today, so we made a new high for the move. And now we're trading below the last three sessions lows. So this is a pretty decisive turnaround in hogs, technically negative. We would expect it at the very least to come down and revisit the uptrend of that channel. And that's going to be another few bucks lower, potentially down around the 103 area. We're trading right around 105 right now, 105.15 to be exact. So as long as we keep holding the lows that we made at the beginning of the month around 100.175, then the trend is still intact. But this is an area here where I think you just have to, again, think about what the cattle market just saw. Having a floor around 100, probably not a bad idea on some of your summer into late summer production. On the hog side, the two-day bounce that we just saw came off of a 62% retracement from the December low to the March high, so a very important technical level. But what we've been doing is seeing these big down days, you get a 2 or 3 day bounce and then you hammer it again. So we just saw that 2 day bounce. We're down about 80 points right now in the June live cattle. That's right near the lows. And I suspect that we just went up, kind of tested some short term resistance, and we're probably on the way back down again. My concern on cattle is how we're trading relative to what we did back 9 years ago. In that 2014-2015 time frame, and we had a major high that was made in fall, just like in 23. We recovered a good chunk of that, and then when we really rolled over, it was a year to a year and a half of very sharp losses. So I think it really behooves cattle producers to have protection under their production.
Brian Split of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Brian, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You could just call our general line, 844-4-AG-MARKET, so 844-424-6758. Check out our website, www.agmarket.net, and you can reach me directly at 815-665-0463.
Brian, thank you so much for the time here today. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Mark. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Brian Split with AgMarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 2 3/4 at 434 even. May soybeans down 8.5 at 1166 even. May soybean meal down $1.70 at $333.90. May soybean oil down 50 cents at $47.02. Chicago wheat up 1 1/4 at $5.59 even. Minneapolis wheat up 4 3/4 at $6.56 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 14 3/4 at $5.92 even. And May oats up 1.5 at $3.31 1/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 70 cents at $1.80 even. April feeder cattle down $1.10 at $2.39.60. May lean hogs down $2.25 at $96.52. May pork cutout up 77 cents at $104.87. And Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at $15.54. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.